Señor presidente.
Mr. Chairman, our group trusts that thanks to your knowledge, experience and diplomatic skills, you will be able to guide our work effectively towards achieving a consensus outcome. The group stands ready to engage constructively with you and other states' parties. We would like to re-emphasize our position as reflected in the final document during the 17th summit of the NAM, which took place in 2016 in Margarita Island, Venezuela. The group would further recall the NAM position affirmed at the NAM ministerial meeting held in Baku, Republic of Azerbaijan. The group would like to reiterate its deep concern about the potential use and or threat of use of biological agents and toxins as an instrument of war and terror. In this regard, the group feels that there is a great necessity and urgency for the states parties of the convention to work towards strengthening and improving the effectiveness and implementation of this convention so that together we can fully address this concern. MAM and other states parties remain concerned about the situation, but we welcome the accession to the Convention of the State of Palestine and Nui and the recent ratification of ETWC by the Central African Republic as the 182nd state part of the convention. We wish to emphasize that states that are not signatories to the convention need to display political will by joining the BWC. We call upon non-parties, particularly those with advanced biotechnology, to accede to the convention without further delay. The group acknowledges the report of the 2017 meeting of states parties. The group was engaged and worked in a constructive and positive manner on the basis of its principal positions as reflected in the NAM working papers. We stress that the meeting held in August 2018 on various subjects and the agreed program of the states parties in 2017 will be the foundation of our current deliberations and will help to reach a balanced and comprehensive consensual outcome. To that end, an approach inconsistent with the agreed topics in 2017 to be discussed under various agenda items in each expert group meeting shall be strictly avoided. The group of NAM and other states parties to the BTWC attaches great importance to the issue of international cooperation as the first priority of the group. We continue to believe that there is a need for an effective mechanism to ensure the full effect of a non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. In this regard, the group submitted at the 8th Review Conference a working paper on a compliance mechanism for the full effect of a non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. The enhancement of international cooperation for the use of biological agents for people's peaceful purposes is an essential part of compliance with the Convention and is crucial for the realization of the purposes and objectives of the Convention. Any measures identified within the framework of the Convention to mitigate biological risks should be implemented in such a way as to ensure that legitimate peaceful activities, including international cooperation, would not be hampered. While the group recalls its position on proposals related to compliance assessments, it reiterates that such proposals should not distract the attention of states parties away from strengthening the convention in all its aspects, including the need for a verification mechanism. We have seen recently that there is an increased sophistication of the use of scientific means and that there is a potential for use contrary to the purposes of the convention. Yet once more, this confirms the need for a legally binding instrument to strengthen the convention in all its aspects. In the past, useful work has been done in this respect under the BWC. In the ad hoc group, and NAM continues to attach great importance to preserving and eventually resuming that work. NAM stresses that the national implementation under Article 4 of the Convention requires commitments towards the implementation of all provisions of the Convention. In this regard, NEM is of the firm view that the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is of great importance. There is a pressing need for any export control measures adopted by states parties at a national level should be in full conformity with convention obligations and create an environment conducive to the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of all convention provisions. It is of fundamental importance to point out that the convention establishes the same rights and principles based on equal treatment of all states parties. Consequently, national measures should not create undue restrictions on states' parties for the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. NAM reaffirms that providing and or supporting timely assistance in accordance with Article 7 is a legal obligation of states' parties, while noting that states' parties' national preparedness contributes to international capabilities for response, investigation and mitigation of disease outbreaks. NAM reaffirms that this should not be imposed as a precondition for provisional receipt of existence. To this end, while welcoming the establishment of a database open to all states parties to facilitate assistance under the framework of Article 7, there is a need for a detailed procedure and mechanism for timely, effective and adequate response. NAM further believes that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen the implementation of all aspects of the Convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to the states parties of the BWC. The NAM Group and other states parties believe that CBMs are a voluntary provisional tool of transparency in the
Señor Presidente.
Mr. Chairman, to conclude, the NAM and other states parties look forward to more confidence building for the convention and looks forward to the forthcoming review conference. But this cannot be the only means of ensuring compliance. We need a binding system of verification and a full account of the speed.